I would like to introduce Don Cahalan, who is the chair of the American Heart Association Heart Walk, to share with us a little bit about what he's working on. Don?
Thank you, Vern. So who here has signed up for the Heart Walk Saturday, June 6th at the Capitol? Two. Can you put that hand up higher in the front row? Who here has heard of the Heart Walk? You're all invited to come down to the Capitol at 8 o'clock Saturday and walk with all of us to raise money and awareness for the Heart Association. And what we're really about, and I think it's going to dovetail to what we're going to talk about today, is about education and awareness. The education part is we all can get healthy. And the awareness part is it's at 8 o'clock Saturday morning to come down there. I think we're going to have about 3,000 people that are going to come walk, and I think the Heart Association is excited about that because those 3,000 people are going to deliver, hopefully, $300,000 to the state and to the Heart Association for those efforts. And with all your help, maybe we'll get over $300,000. And that's really all I have to talk about. And I really want to introduce one of the guest speakers here today, Carl Hansen, who has a great motivational story for us and about her ability to overcome weight issues with awareness and health. So, Carla.
Hi. It's an honor to be here among so many nice people. Well, I've been working at losing weight. I was pretty heavy a while back, and I've lost about 160 pounds now. It's taken about 3 years, and I just keep plugging away at it. I started out joining a diet group, and then from there I went and did the Live Healthy Iowa, which the Department of Health puts on, which I work for the Department of Health. And the thing I can tell you that without all the support of all the people in the department and all the different places I've gone to, I like to run too. I go get in all the races I can. I did a half marathon last year, the Des Moines half marathon, and then I went out of state and did the Lincoln half marathon. So, and then last week I did the Dam to Dam. So it's like just a different lifestyle for me. I've really enjoyed it all. But I didn't have any surgery to do this. I decided I've got to find a way to get all this weight off a healthy way. And all these programs that I have been involved in have taught me, we call it clean eating, which is healthy food that it's not processed. For me, that was what worked best. And so I try to eat simple meals and just take it a day at a time, because I knew with so much weight to lose, if I looked at what my goal was, that was just too big of a struggle to try and think of. So I just took it every day, just if I can get through today, you know, and that really helped me. So someone gave me a little saying, and I thought I'd tell you that. It was, you must want to become a butterfly so badly that you're willing to give up being a caterpillar. So I think that's what I'm working at. So hopefully I will continue to work on being a butterfly. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. What an inspiration. There are people that struggle like Carla did for years every day, but she's a testament to the fact that you really can do something about it if you put your mind to it. So thanks for being here, and thanks for sharing that. Yes, thanks for sharing that with us. Cardiovascular disease, heart disease, is a tremendous issue for us in this country and here locally. One of the things you may not realize, with all of the talk that we hear about the rising healthcare costs, that 75% of the healthcare dollars we spend today are spent on diseases that are preventable. diseases that are preventable. And so we're going to talk a little bit about prevention today, and our Lieutenant Governor is going to bring us a new initiative that I think will be very exciting. Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge took office in January of 2007, and since that time has been hard at work with her partner, Governor Chet Culver, to build one Iowa with one unlimited future. As Iowa's Homeland Security Advisor, she played an integral role in responding to last year's natural disasters, and as the first director of Rebuild Iowa office, she helped move thousands of Iowans down the road to recovery. Building on her strengths in agriculture, she has helped create new jobs and opportunities all across this state by promoting renewable energy and working with Governor Culver to pass the Iowa Power Fund. She's worked tirelessly to promote the arts, creating the Iowa Arts Showcase, which allows local artists to display their works in the Capitol. But most importantly, she's utilized her experiences as a nurse to make our state healthier. Her Commission on Wellness and Healthy Living created a roadmap to wellness for all Iowans. And she has played an instrumental role in passing the Healthy Kids Act, which will remove junk food from our schools and get our kids moving again. Now she's here to build upon that work by announcing a new challenge to help Iowans live better. Please welcome Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you all for being here. And thank you, Vern, for that introduction and for giving us the opportunity to be here today. And I also want to thank Ted Tran, who is a representative for Congressman Boswell, joining us here today, too. Ted, it's good to see you. We sat down to think about the place that we would choose to announce this new challenge, and we immediately thought of the YMCA here, because the hard work that has been done here has helped improve the lives of so many people in Central Iowa. And the programs are really making the community stronger and safer. So thanks again for everything that you do. And thanks to organizations all over the state, like the YMCA. There are countless individuals like Carla across the state who have decided to take their heart into their own hands and embrace healthy living. And Carla, that testimony is great stuff, should be an inspiration to all of us. Unfortunately, there are still many Iowans that have not taken that first step. The CDC estimates that there are 72 million Americans that are overweight. And here in Iowa, 67% of the adults are overweight or obese, 67%. 90,000 Iowans have had a heart attack, 60,000 have had a stroke. And this is a statistic that I think is just startling. 20% of America's children are considered obese today. Cardiovascular disease claimed the lives of 9,300 Iowans in 2007. And cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in our state. Now, these numbers are sad. They are not surprising. All you have to do is walk down the street and you can see that we are heavier, we are less physically fit than we were a generation ago. And it doesn't have to be that way. To change the numbers and to change our future, we have to start watching what we're eating, We have to start working out, and we have to start living healthier lives. Now, that's a lot easier to stand here and say than it is to do. And I know that. Over the last 20-some years, I really let myself go, as many people did. Stopped working out, and a lot of campaign dinners, a lot of eating in senior citizen centers with the seniors, and boy, they have mashed potatoes and gravy and noodles every meal, and I love it. Fundraisers, public events really took a toll on my waistline. One day I decided enough was enough, and if I was going to talk about being healthy, I better do something about it myself. So I started doing what I hadn't done for years, and I certainly can't match Carla, but I do watch what I eat. I did start going to a gym. Proud to say that I am some 30 pounds lighter today than I was 18 months ago. And I can tell you, I feel a lot better, and I have a lot more energy. And it really has been fun to shop for smaller size clothes. I want all Iowans to have that same kind of opportunity to feel better. So I'm here today to challenge my fellow Iowans to take their heart into their hands and join me on the Lieutenant Governor's Wellness Challenge. This Your Heart is in Your Hands challenge is 12 weeks. It's a web-based program that rewards individuals for working out and for eating better. And the best part of the program is that it's absolutely free. All you have to do is fill out a few questions, set your nutrition and physical activity goals, and get ready to spend the next 3 months feeling better. In the end of 12 weeks, if you meet your goals, and I guess you alone set your goals, you will receive a gold, silver, or bronze medal of wellness. And I have one of them here today. It says Lieutenant Governor's Challenge on it. For some reason, they gave me a bronze one. I guess that's what they thought I would be able of accomplishing. This program also, I think, is a great way to get out there and also enjoy Iowa this summer. On our website, each week there's going to be a list of upcoming events in communities that people can participate in, just like the Heart Walk this Saturday. And if you do so, you can earn points towards physical activity goals and have a lot of fun here in the state too. I'm planning to be at the state capitol this weekend, and glad you're joining us. I hope some other folks that are listening or here today will also choose to join us. Earning points on this program does not mean that, like Carla, you do not have to be a marathon runner. And I think they passed out to you some of the things you can do on a sheet that's in your packet anyway. You can earn points for going on a bike ride, for mowing your yard, for working in your garden. And you also can earn points by eating some of our local fruits and vegetables this summer, the things that we grow right here in Iowa that taste better than they do any place else in the world. So you can walk down to one of the many farmers markets in the metro and pick up those fruits and vegetables. And for each serving you eat, you earn a point. The program is going to be a fun, easy way to experience all Iowa has to offer this summer. And so to sign up, all you have to do is go to www.lgovernorschallenge, all one word, .us, and click on register. And I want to, before I open this up for comments or questions, I want to take the opportunity to thank some of our partners. As you've heard this morning, the American Heart Association, the Iowa Dietetic Association, the Iowa Department of Public Health, the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics Heart and Vascular Center, Live Healthy Iowa, the State Employees Health and Recreation Committee, Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs, St. Luke's Hospital in Sioux City, and AstraZeneca have all joined with us to promote this program and to improve the health of Iowans. The Lieutenant Governor's challenge is simple, free way to start down the road to a healthier you. So I hope you will take up my challenge. Commit yourself to a summer of wellness, as I am going to commit myself to one. I know that together we can have a lot of fun with this and come back here next fall and be lighter and healthier. With that, I'll open it up for any comments or questions from anyone.
Well, you know, I did. I had a friend that I had since she was, her and I were about 10 years old, and she passed away after having some surgery, and it really shocked me, and it made me decide, you know, I really needed to do something for my own health. So I thought, I'm just too young, and she was too young to go, so that was a real eye-opener for me.
I'm not supposed to ask that, Kay.
I'm 59. Thank you.
Anything else? We should thank you for coming and joining us today, and hope that you again will go to that website. You've got the information in the packet. Sign up and have fun with us this summer. Thank you.